Yeah, it's me. And once again, a yawn sneaks in as I'm making an introduction. Yeah, Monday. I can't do that song. I was going to try Manic Monday, but I can't do it. Sorry. And by the way, I can't sing because if I do sing, it's considered a crime against humanity by the United Nations. And I'd have to go to The Hague, where I'd be tried and convicted and thrown into a Swiss jail for the rest of my life. Then again, it is a Swiss jail. It'd be away from here. And the Swiss aren't exactly, how can I say it? The accommodations would be pretty good. It kind of might be a little bit cold, because it is Switzerland after all, but, you know. Let's see. Today is the day. And God, I wish I was off, because that son of a bitch, Rupert Murdoch, gets to go before the British Parliament with his son, James, and his former aide, Rebecca Brooks. I'm looking for a crucifixion, a figurative crucifixion here. I'm looking for them to put the screws to this bastard. I hope they make him sweat. I hope they make him squirm. I hope that by the end of it, he no longer runs News Corp. I hope the board of directors see his performance and go, we don't need this sorry son of a bitch anymore. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of his son. Let's get rid of everybody that has the stain of Rupert upon them. Let's get rid of the son, the sorry bastards over there. Rupert, karma is a bitch, is it not? Karma is a big bitch, and it just bit you on the ass and then turned around and put its foot straight up your ass. How does it feel, Rupert? How does it feel after all the shit you pulled over the years with your dirt rags? Okay, where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? Oh, yes. Rupert Murdoch, how does it feel knowing that all the lies you told, all the dirt you dug up that should have been left alone, how does it feel that your yellow journalism is coming to bite you in the ass? All the 40-plus years of crap you've been pulling. I hope that this kills you. I hope that down the road, Rupert Murdoch, that in a few short months or years, or maybe even sooner than that, when you realize the full weight of this hitting you and realizing your career is pretty much over, and that even though you have a ton of money, you have no power anymore because the board of directors boots your ass to the street, I hope you die of a heart attack because of the heartbreak. I hope you suffer before you die for all the crap you did. Especially to those poor folks who died in Hillsborough and that piece of shit rag, the son, what you did. You should burn in hell along with the people that wrote that shit, the people that put that shit on the presses to be run, the people that approved that in the editorial rooms, every godforsaken one of them. All of you should be burning in hell because of it. And I don't say that lightly. Karma is a bitch, and you're finding out very, very quickly just how big of one it is, Rupert. So, I hope you wear asbestos undies when you die, because you're going to be going straight to hell in the aisle seat, and you're going to be able to watch as you go down, and all the good people are going to heaven, and you're going to the other place. And I'll be waving from heaven, looking down at your sorry ass when I die, going, be seeing you. Good night. Good luck. And may the good news be yours. And fuck the sun.